you are well. We are going to continue. 6:13, Shamos, Aliyah, third Aliyah. Question for all of you, and that is, how do you define growing up? If someone were to say someone grew up, what is the definition of growth or really growing up? So the Torah in this week's Aliyah tells us exactly what growing up is. The Aliyah begins by telling us that Moshe grew up. It doesn't give us an age, it doesn't give us a height, but it goes ahead and tells us what he did, which will help us understand what it means from a Torah perspective to be grown up. The term actually is gadol, big, large. Again, doesn't mention size, doesn't mention age. It tells us a number of things that he does. What does he do? First, he goes to see how his brothers are doing in the slave fields. He sees he's caring. He is concerned about what's happening to them. He sees how someone is being beaten. He saves an individual's life. That is story number one. Story number two, we see two Jews fighting. Moshe comes out again. He stops the fight. He interjects himself, ensures that they don't fight with one another. Story number three, we find Moshe standing, sitting by a well where a number of strangers, a number of people who are not related to him whatsoever, people he doesn't know, but seven young women are being harassed or are being prevented from drawing water from the well, and Moshe steps in and helps them. Those are the three stories that are our introduction to Moshe. And in doing so, it tells us what the term growing up means. You know what it means when the Torah says, Vayigdal Moshe, Moshe grew up. Again, not size, not height. What it means is that he started caring about others. That is the definition of growing up. There's a recurring theme over here if you've been following 6:13 throughout the week. But that is really our introduction to Moshe. As Nechama Leibowitz points out, Professor Nechama Leibowitz points out, we start with Moshe, you know, blocking, preventing Jews from being attacked. And then we see him caring about Jews themselves. They're interfighting. And then he goes ahead and he cares even about strangers. You know, according to the Midrash, in the next episode really has Moshe running after sheep, ensuring that no sheep is hurt. In other words, his circle of concern expands and expands and expands. That is the definition of gadol. You know, the Torah, when it introduces the luminaries, the lights in the sky, describes the sun as gadol and the moon as small. Some of the commentators ask, why does the Torah have to give us this description? They explain, the idea is that the sun gives off light. It is not focused on itself. It's not a receiver. It's a giver. And that is the definition of gadlus, of greatness, of growing up. So when we think about ourselves, we think about children, we think about, you know, the idea of growth. Growth is like Moshe. The more we're able, the more people we care for, the broader our circle of concern is. You know, it starts as we're born with just us, but as we grow, it's supposed to expand with us. As we grow, we're supposed to have a more expansive sense of self and who we care about. That is the greatness of Moshe. It starts with his own family, starts with the Jewish people, protecting them from others. It expands to a deeper, more sophisticated concern for his brethren as he tries to make sure there's peace amongst the Jewish people, and then it expands even to strangers and potentially even to animals. That is our vision of greatness, and that is something that we can all and should all aspire to. Have a wonderful day.